Fair warning. I may be better at picking preachers than at preaching. As the wise men learned, life is a journey. My journey began not far away, Brookline, Massachusetts, Harvard Church, United Church of Christ, now part of the United Parish. But by the time I was 13, I was done with church, pleading Sunday mornings that I needed to stay home to finish my homework. As my parents left for church, my dad would call from the foot of the stairs, "The good and religious go to church and leave the heathen home." When I was 17, I spent a few summer weeks in Aachen, Germany, living in a small apartment with a family which had snuck out of East Germany. They seldom used their living room, special occasions only, except that most nights, the father of that family would kneel there in the darkness, praying. When I returned home, I began to attend church again, at least for that summer. Life is a journey. You may hesitate at the beginning, but then someone, some star, points you in a direction. In college, the campus church steeple was only a few dozen yards from my dorm room window. The bell was really unpleasant and very loud. I began to rise early on Sundays to attend church and even volunteered to usher. But there was no community, no sense of being part of a congregation. And so the next year, I joined some of my roommates in attending a small Southern Baptist church. All students are scientists, very close-knit and friendly, with a Bible class for college students and lunch served every Sunday after services. It was a great church where I made lifelong friends, but they graduated and moved away. In those days, there was little difference in beliefs between Old South and that particular Southern Baptist church. But their language of faith was somehow very different from mine. So in grad school, I began to look for a different sort of church, one that talked about faith and its meaning for our lives in the terms which I had learned as a child, and one with a sense of community and continuity. Life is a journey. Along the way, you find companions, walk together, and sometimes separate. But in a greater sense, those companions did not accompany you. They were a part of your journey. Old South was the third and last church I visited. My parents had known Dr. Meek, who had just retired. I ended up joining Old South in October 1974, the day Jim Crawford was installed. In 1976, Old South's stewardship campaign ambitiously decided to send visitors on one particular Sunday afternoon to every household in the church. I was asked to be one of the visitors. I had some qualms and conferred with my dad. Memorably, Dad said, "If you're going to sit in the boat, you've got to take a turn at the oars." The visits were announced by a mailing and reminders from the pulpit, but we visitors were not supposed to telephone in advance. Not every member comes to church. Not every member reads their church mailings. I recall knocking on one door in a suburb and announcing that I was visiting from the church. "Oh, we attend the church," the housewife who answered the door said, but added proudly, "but we actually belong to the Old South Church in Boston." "Wonderful," I said. "I am here from the Old South Church in Boston to talk to you about that church." "Well, we belong to the Old South Church," she admitted, "but we actually attend the church out here, so we're not interested in supporting Old South." Life is a journey. Not everyone walking beside you is accompanying you. Three of my grandparents died before I was born. The fourth was bedridden and died when I was 8. But we had a wonderful great aunt, my mother's aunt. Auntie babysat for us when we were little and came on every holiday and family occasion. She loved to play games, card games and board games, and she would tell stories and recite poems. Auntie died when I was in college. 20 years later, I dreamt about her. The one time I remember dreaming about my great aunt. In the dream, she was sitting on a bed behind me, and I was looking at her reflected in a mirror. I knew that she was dead. I tried to turn and tell her that I had loved her, that I loved her still. But I could not move. I could not speak. In the mirror, I could see Auntie nodding, and I could sense she understood what I was trying to say. I was awakened from the dream by a telephone call telling me that Auntie's niece, my mother, had just unexpectedly died. Life is a journey. Along the way, we encounter mysteries. Often enough, they are epiphanies, like the great epiphany of the wise men on their journey. Epiphanies pointing us towards love. For 16 years, I taught Old South's confirmation class, junior highs. We would take the class down to Craigville, mostly for Bible classes, but we would have the kids run a foot race around the green and then tell them that they all had lost and have them run the race again until they figured out that the way to win was to run arm in arm and finish together. We then assigned each student a noun: wind, house, noise, fire, spirits, person, tongues, languages, sky, and place, and asked them each to write a sentence using their noun. Then they each read their sentences aloud, and without letting them confer, We had them rewrite their sentences over and over until their individual sentences formed a coherent story, usually about a noisy house fire sending tongues of flame into the sky. Then we would study the Bible story from which the nouns were chosen, the story of Pentecost, the birthday of the church. Life is a journey. Together as we travel as a church, we continue to create new stories, but we always tell the old, old story of golden dreams and endless love. I have served twice for multiple years on Old South's Finance Committee, drafting the annual budget. There is a steep learning curve. Our budget runs on for pages and pages. You pore over the line items, seeking some place where you can save a few dollars. Many of the expenses are beyond your control, and they rise remorselessly year after year. Heat, electricity, insurance, and maintenance. All these expenses are necessary to leverage our tender ministries of justice and compassion. On the Finance Committee, you spend the fall months trying to find the extra money for staff raises and for expanded ministries to reflect God's love into a dark corner just beyond the reach of last year's light. Every year, it's a leap of faith, because when you draft the budget in the fall, you're not really sure what the stewardship campaign will generate. But every year, you take the leap, because the reach of love's light is limited only by how far we, this church, all of us, choose to reflect love's light. Life is a journey. As a child, I learned that my dad was mostly right, but I think his metaphor for stewardship campaigns fell short. He said, you recall, if you're gonna sit in the boat, you've gotta take a turn at the oars. Close. But this boat, this Old South Church, is not just for sitting. It's for moving forward. This year, Old South celebrates our 350th anniversary. 350 years? That's just the beginning, a good start. This boat is not for sitting. It's for rowing, for progress. It always has been. We are not sitting on our oars. We never have. The Christian life is a journey.